Sea otter is the densest fur in the world, with upwards of 1 million hairs per square inch. Downy hairs that can take to the air when cut.
Sorry, I got some sea otter hair in my throat.
That's Will Ware. He's hunched over a sewing machine in his living room. His sleeves are rolled up, and he's meticulously sewing a pair of sealskin mittens. They have 3 inches of sea otter fur at the top.
Some of the harder parts is tucking the fur in while you're sewing.
Ware's been hunting sea otters for about 8 years, often with his sons. The fur is tanned in the nearby village of Cake. He tries to use every inch. The pelts can run up to $200 each.
They're expensive. They're expensive to get tanned. If you're buying the hides, they're expensive to buy.
Ware is Tlingit from the Duk Dainton clan. There's no harvest limit for Alaska natives. He bags about 30 to 40 sea otters per year to make a variety of items like hats, mittens, scarves, and teddy bears. It's not a huge moneymaker. He's got a full-time job. But he also owns a gallery in Petersburg and sells his work online.
Our people, our clan, were known for hundreds and hundreds of years as the harvesters of sea otter.
About 90% of the world's sea otters live in Alaska. They were nearly wiped out in the early 20th century by the fur trade. In the 1960s, about 400 animals were brought from the Aleutians to repopulate this region. And it worked. Now fishermen often complain there are too many. The sea otters eat up the shellfish, crab, and sea urchins that fishermen catch commercially. Sea otters can weigh 100 pounds and eat a quarter of their body weight a day. Ware says they're tough, smart, and...
they're absolutely adorable when you see them. You know, they're cute. They just happen to carry and wrap themselves up in the best fur in the world.
But the modern sea otter trade is slow going. Across town, there's a workshop happening to teach people how to sew the hides by hand. Half a dozen students sit around a table covered in brown sea otter pelts.
I'm just tacking it.
Yeah, and then you come up through here.
Marcus Go is the instructor brought to town by the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in Juneau. He's helping a student smear a thin layer of glue over a seam.
Some things turn out better when they're sewn by hand, like these pillbox hats. I always sew them by hand.
Federal regulations prevent mass production of sea otters. One must be at least a quarter of Alaska native to possess tanned, unmodified skins. Sea otter products cannot be produced by people working together. It has to be done by individual craftsmen. Classes like these are the exception. But jumping through regulatory hoops is worth it for Go. He hunts up to 40 sea otters a year and says it's not about profit. It's about tradition.
When I sew and work with my sea otter fur, or seal fur, or any marine mammal fur, I feel a stronger connection towards my ancestors, and I'm grateful for the opportunity that I have to let other people have part of that connection, too.
If this class is any indication, Alaska natives will continue the craft, and there should be plenty of sea otters to provide the materials. The population in Southeast Alaska is growing steadily. 8 years ago, a survey counted about 25,000 animals. Scientists estimate a growth rate that could put the current population over 40,000. But the data is old, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is gearing up for an updated survey in the next year. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.